जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, जय सुदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जय सुदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभुजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन ठाकुर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभुजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय। आनंद कोटि वैष्णव की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम सिखो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाषदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीज ओ ग्लोरीज ओ ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। हो ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्वेतपदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानु सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावतं स श्रीकृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्तराधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गे श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसृतये प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाविष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्नि नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौराणि प्रचारि निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पश्यतादिस्थायिनि जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवशक्ति गौरभक्तिवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय ओबेसेंसेस टू ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर योर मर्सी एंड द ब्लेसिंग्स So I can say something. Lord Srila Prabhupada. Okay, text. Today is the Madhya Lila chapter 20. Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. Today it is from text number 366 to 372. 372 as a purport. Okay, so I'm just going to read the text and we will chant the last text. 372 together. Okay. Or we will chant together. You are welcome. Text 336. Prabhu kahe chaturali chad sanatana sakhya veshavtare sune abhivarana. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, O Sanatana, you must give up your intelligent tricks. Just try to understand the meaning of the Shaktaveshavatara. Text 367. Shaktaveshavatare Krishnera Asankhya Ganana Digadarsana Kari Mukhya Mukhya Jana. There are unlimited Shaktaveshavataras of Lord Krishna. Let me describe the chief among them. Text 368. Shaktavesha Dui Rupe Mukhya Gauna Dekhi Saptai Saptai Avatare Dhadasya Vibhuti. Translation. Empowered incarnations are of the two types, primary and secondary. The primary one is directly empowered by the Supreme Person of Godhead and is called an incarnation. The secondary one is indirectly empowered by the Supreme Person of Godhead and called Vibhuti. 369. Sanakadi Narada Prithu Parashuram Jivarupe Brahmara Avasaranam. Some Shaktaveshavataras are the four Kumaras, Narada, Maharaj Prithu, and Parashuram. When a living being is empowered to act as Lord Brahma, he is also considered a Shaktaveshavatar. Text 370. Vaikuntha Sheshe Dara Dharaya Ananta. E mukhya avasyatare vistara nahi ananta. Translation. Lord Shesha in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha and in the material world, Lord Ananta, who carries innumerable planets on his hood, are two primary empowered incarnations. There is no need to count up the others, for they are unlimited. Text 371. Sakhi Narada Sakti Bhakti Ramaya Srishti Sakti Anante Bodhana Sakti. The power of knowledge was invested in the four Kumaras. The power of devotional service was invested in Narada. The power of creation was invested in Lord Brahma. And the power to carry innumerable planets was invested in Lord Ananta. Okay, so now text number 372. So someone wanna chant? Or I suggest start translation. You are welcome to chant. Anyone of you? Sheshe, in Lord Shesha. Swasevana Shakti, the power to serve the Lord personally. Prithute, in King Prithu. Palana, the power to rule. Parshurame, in Parshuram. Dushtanasakavirya, the extraordinary power to kill rogues and miscreants. Sancharana, empowering. Empowering. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Person of God had invested the power of personal service to Lord Shesha and invested the power to rule the earth in King Prithu. Lord Parshuram received the power to kill rogues and miscreants. Purport. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranai Sadhunam Vinasaya Duskritam. Sometimes the Lord invests his power to rule in the king like Prithu and enables such a king to kill rogues and miscreants. He also invested his power in incarnations like Parshuram. So, you can get a chart, Prabhu, on the stick or no?
We got it, but I cannot
make it. Okay, so anyhow.
You can see there, but not full screen.
Okay, well, I will just go through the, on this. Srila Prabhupada has given the lecture on this, on the shlokas, in December 31st, 1966, in New York. So these are the slokas he has given from 367 to 84 in 1966 in the beginning days, and it's far out to see what he had to say. Okay. But before I go through, I just wanted to mention there is a chart. It was, I think, he said Pranagunda Prabhu. He had already discussed, I guess, before. So do I need to discuss, or you are? I don't need to. Okay. Anyhow, there is a Sri Krishna is the origin, is mentioned. Then the Swayam Rupa, he is the original form in the cowherd boy in Vrindavan, that is Swayam Rupa. Then there is a his expansion is the Swayam Prakash, and Swayam Prakash are those which are the his own manifestation, Swayam Prakash, which is a Prabhava Prakasha and Vaibhava Prakasha. And Prabhava Prakasha is the I can't really hear myself, but I have made a chart here. Yeah. Okay. Prabhava Prakash expansion into multifarious same feature like in the Ras Leela and also in the Dwarka, in the palace 16108, which is called Prabhava Prakash. Then there is the Vaibhav Prakash. And Vaibhav Prakash is the expansion with different moods and bodily features, like his brother Balaram. That's Vaibhav Prakash. And from Vaibhav Prakash, the another one is the Tadekatma Rupa. And Tadekatma Rupa is expansion with different moods and bodily features. And in that is the one where there is a Vilasa, where Vilasa is the four-armed Vishnu forms in Vaikuntha, that comes. Then below that is Prabhava Vilas and then Vaibhava Vilas. That is in the same. But now we are in the Tadekatma Prakash. We are Lila Avatars, Purushottama Avatar, Purusha Avataras, Guna Avataras, Shaktavesha Avatara, then Manvantara and Yuga Avatara. These are the different from the Tadekatma Prakash. So now Lord Chaitanya already discussed with Sanatana Goswami, I think about Lila Avataras, Purusha Avataras, and Guna Avataras. Now today, in this slokas, he is discussing about Shaktavesha Avataras. And in Shaktavesha Avataras also, there are two, which is Shakta, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that the Shaktavesha Avatar means specially empowered living entities who are representatives of the Lord. Shakta means the Lord has opulences. What are the six opulences of the Lord? Come on. You already said, anyways. So, the Lord empowered the specific opulence in that living entity. That is Shaktavesha Avatar. But of course, Shaktavesha Avatar, there are two. One is Avatara, which is living entity who are directly empowered by the Lord. Thank you, Prabhu. Avataras, living entities who are directly empowered by the Lord. And the other one is the Vibhuti, which is the reflections of the Lord's might, such as listed in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, which are the Vibhutis. And now, and this is what Srila, in the purport, in the verses, Srila Prabhupada, in the Lord Chaitanya is talking about the four Kumaras, Narada, Brahma, Ananta, Shesha, Prithu and Parshuram. These are mentioned in the Lord Chaitanya is talking to Sanatana Goswami. Now, Srila Prabhupada here, it was interesting to see him, what he says. I'm just going to read a few of them, what he had to say. He said that the Shaktavesha Avatar means incarnation of opulence. It's out of six opulences, the Lord invests one of those opulences in the living entity. And that's called Shaktavesha Avatar. And he said the Shaktavesha Avatar, we have analyzed the opulences of the Supreme Person of Godhead. So Shaktavesha Avatar incarnation represents particular opulence of the Supreme Lord. He is called Shaktavesha Avatar. And then he quotes the Sanakadi, Narada, Prithu, Parshuram, Jivarupa, Brahma, Avasha. Avesha Avatar Nama, which is we read in the sloka. Now he says, Brahma, the first creature of the universe, he is also considered one of the Shaktavesha Avatar. Now we know Brahma is the secondary creator, right? And the secondary creator means he performed tapasya 60,000 years. And of course he was told tapa, he performed tapasya. And the Lord invested his energy in Lord Brahma to create. So Lord Brahma, of course, he is a secondary creator from their prajapatis and all the living entities, manus and of course Narad Muni is also his son. And of course four Kumaras also his sons. See? So these are the from Lord Brahma. So that is Lord Brahma had this Lord invested his all his energy of creation in Lord Brahma. So he is called Shakta. Lord Brahma is also called Shakta Vishakta. Now of course Lord Brahma is is directly empowered by the Lord. That's why they are called avatars. They are not vibhuti. Second is the, here Srila Prabhupada says, now it's Srila Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya says that symptoms we can understand that he is Shaktavish. There are three things he said, Shaktavish. You can recognize by the symptoms, by the activities and influence. These are three things. Srila Prabhupada mentioned. By the three things we can understand that this person is Shaktavish Avatara. And then he says, symptoms means the symptom is that eternal and temporary. And they come to glorify the eternal existence of the Supreme Lord. So any avatara, any incarnation, he comes glorified. There is a, now this is Srila Prabhupada, he was saying himself, I mean he was putting himself. He said that he come. So any avatara, any incarnation who comes to glorify that there is a spiritual kingdom, there is a God, and I have come to reclaim you back home, back to God, back to Him, that is the symptom. Now whom this applied to? Yeah. He didn't say directly, but that's what applied to him. Right? And then I was interesting how Krishna put me in situation. And I was listening Rameshwar Prabhu lecture in just New York recently. And he was interesting, he was talking about him. Before he started to give a class, he said, Srila Prabhupada, he said the conversation. Srila Prabhupada was, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Rameshwar Prabhu was with him. And Rameshwar Prabhu had experience of, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he would, hear that click, that when he translate, he had the dictaphone, and he would click to say something, then it would click off, you know, and then he click again, and click off. So Rameshwar Prabhu Maharaj, as a time Maharaj, he was, one time he happened to be in Srila Prabhupada's room. No, not in room, it was in 1977 in Kumbh Mela, which is the Kumbh Mela after 122 years somehow it happens, I don't know many years anyhow. And Srila Prabhupada was in the tent, and it was very cold in January, and the heater would go off and on, that the pilot. So, and it was very cold, and Srila Prabhupada got up, and even though in the cold, Srila Prabhupada is up, and he translates. Now, usually when Srila Prabhupada translates, no, nobody is there, usually most of the time he is alone. But this time, Rameshwar Maharaj was there, he had to be there to make sure that he turned the pilot on. Every time it's off, he had to put it on to make sure that heat comes. And Srila Prabhupada is translating at that time, and he at that time hears that Srila Prabhupada is clicking, that speaking, and Rameshwar, this I'm quoting what he said. He said that it's like Srila Prabhupada was talking, Krishna was talking to him when he was clicking button off. Because each word Srila Prabhupada was putting in the purport as if Krishna was telling him to do it. See? And then I'm just paraphrasing. And at that time what happened is there was some news about some Andy Harvok, whatever his name is, anyhow, I don't remember name. But they had a big party. And in that big party they were having the meat. Whose meat was? The fetus, living entities, small fetus, babies' meat. They were eating. So they were talking to Srila Prabhupada. They are talking to Srila Prabhupada that this is what happening. They thought that Srila Prabhupada would say something which is, you know, what is Kali Yuga and something like that. Srila Prabhupada said, it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada said, because the fetus is this, meat is so delicious, so sweet. That's why they did. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is Navashwar, Srila Prabhupada never ate meat. How does he know that? So then Rameshwar said, Srila Prabhupada, you know everything, isn't it? So then Srila Prabhupada says, you know, 10,000 years, he said his books will be law books for next 10,000 years. Now we have no understanding of 10,000 years. Our tiny brain cannot think of 10,000. But this is what Srila Prabhupada had to say. So, I mean, what we can see here himself is staying in his lecture. Then of course he talks about Jesus Christ. Interesting. So there by this symptom, we accept Lord Jesus Christ as Saktavesh Avatara or Hazrat Muhammad. He is also, because these two religious leaders of the world, they preach about the glorification of the Supreme Lord and they sacrifice everything for preaching the glories of the Lord. Therefore, and their influence and their followers there. So three symptoms he's saying, symptoms, activities and influence. And these two avataras had the symptoms, had the activities and the influence on the people. See? Then, then he said, oh Lord Buddha. He said, Buddha is, he is also Saktavesh Avatara. He preached this Nirvana philosophy, although he did not speak about God, but he did not deny also. Because, and the one of the opulences of Lord Buddha, Lord Krishna, renouncement, renunciation, and Lord Buddha renounced it. He was young, and he was young. Here it is. He renounced the world. He was very young. He was a prince. He was in a very young time. He renounced the world and underwent severe penances. So he says, Lord Buddha is also. Now here, of course, is mentioned about the, let's go for first Kumaras. First Kumaras, here it is said by Lord Chaitanya, is a Jnana Shakti, incarnation of the knowledge of the Supreme Lord. And we know, before the Kali Yuga started, the Bhakti Devi had two sons. Bhakti Devi's two sons are the Jnana and Vairagya. And whereas Bhakti Devi was traveling, the Jnana and Vairagya became old. Her two sons, she is young and her sons are becoming old, Jnana and Vairagya. And Narad Muni is coming there, Narad Muni is seeing, they see the Bhakti Devi is young and her two sons, Jnana and Vairagya, are old. And so what happened? So then Narad Muni says to pick up the Bhakti, see, Narad Muni had heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from the four Kumaras. They are his brothers. And those four Kumaras are the one who had, Lord has invested Jnana Shakti, incarnation of the knowledge. And this is what four Kumaras gave knowledge to Narad Muni. And when Narad Muni heard this knowledge, then of course the Bhakti Devi, the Jnana and Vairagya become enlivened when there is two Vrindavan. Then Narad Muni, of course Narad Muni is the, is here it says, he is, Lord Chaitanya is saying here, Bhakti Shakti, devotion. So we know that anyone approach, what does a Narad Muni do? And then anyone approaches to Narad Muni, or Narad Muni approaches anyone, what he does? He just make them to devotees, isn't it? Perform, he guides them into perform devotional service, bhakti. An example, Sadhi, Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, King Prachini Bahisha. So many examples. Right? This is Narada Muni who gives the bhakti. And of course he wrote the Narada's Bhakti Sutra and Pancharatrika Vidhi, something for the worship in the Lord. So that's Narada Muni. Then he's talking about Brahma. Of course we talked about Brahma. Srishti Shakti, creation. Then Ananta. Ananta is Bhudharana Shakti, means maintenance of the world. And Ananta we know in the form of all the planets are supported by Sheshashayi, Ananta. He has many hoods, just like the serpent has many hoods. And on each hood, each planet he is holding. All the planets are resting on the Ananta Shesha, which is the Bhudharana Shakti. Then he is talking about Shesha. Shesha Prabhu is probably hearing from his home. Shesha is the Swasevana Shakti, personal service of the Lord. Right? Personal service. And that is the personal serving the Supreme Lord as Mahavishnu, Karnodakshaya Vishnu, and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Vishnu is lying on the bed of the serpent. That is, the bed is Shesha Avatara. So these are, and then of course he's talking about Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj is also mentioned in the fourth canto, it mentioned about Prithu Maharaj. And he's talking about the Prithu Maharaj, ideal king, ruling king, which was ruling the whole earth. So Lord has invested that energy in the Prithu Maharaj to rule the kingdom. And of course then he's talking about the Parshuram. The Prithu Maharaj was the Palan Shakti, ruling the world. And the Parshuram is the Dushta Nashaka Virya Shakti, means annihilating the miscreants. This is what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here. So these are all the avatars which are living entities who are directly empowered by the Lord. Purko Maharaj, Narada, Brahma, Ananta, Shesha, Prithu and Parshurama. But of course, the out of Dasa avatar, Leela Avatar, we have the Matsya, Kurma, Lord Ramchandra, Nasimha Dev, Vamana, and Varaha. But the Parshuram they are not in the Leela Avatar, they are in the Shakta Vesha. Buddha, yes. Now the Vibhutis, now that was the empower directly, but the other ones, Vibhutis, are the reflection of the Lord's might, such as listed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, which is, Krishna says, among the demigods, I am who? Indra. Right? Then he says, among the Vasus, I am Fire Agni. Right. Among the mountains, I am Meru. You know the funny part about, I told you, when Mataji had come wearing glasses and she had a big up, hairs up like a mountain. You know, many ladies do that. And she came to Srila Prabhupada's room and she said, I want to get initiated. Srila Prabhupada said, no problem, I'll get initiated. And Srila Prabhupada gave her name Meru Devi Dasi. That's Srila Prabhupada. Then among the priests, Brihaspati. Then among the generals, Kartikeya, and among the sages, Bhrigu, these are the vibhutis, reflections of the Lord's mighty, such as Vishuddha. So these are the something interesting. So as we say, the which are directly empowered, particular mission comes from transcendental spiritual sky, and there is material world gets some specific power, uncommon power, not found in ordinary living. They are called vibhutis, and we discuss about that. Then of course, Srila Prabhupada in conversation, morning conversation, he talks about the same thing. He says, no, Guru is considered as Krishna himself, but said Krishna, he said, then makes clear that Guru is not Krishna, but he is the empowered, he is empowered, he is worshipped as good as Krishna. That's what he talks in conversation 1973 morning walk. Then of course in 1974 again morning walk, he talks the same thing. Buddha is Saktavesh, we accept Jesus Christ, Saktavesh, Muhammad, Saktavesh. Saktavesh means a living entity, specially empowered, and preaches the philosophy on behalf. This is called Saktavesh Avatar. And then talking about Guna Avatar, Manantar, Yuga Avatar, Leela Avatar, Saktavesh, and like that. He said they are describing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. Then in 1972, correspondence, this was I guess later in 1978, you have asked me if the spiritual master is ultimately Krishna. So the answer must be that if you think that way, then everyone is Krishna. So why should we think like this? Saktavesh Avatar means living entity, but he is specially empowered. Not that he is Krishna, but on account of his exalted position, he is honored as much as Krishna. Not that he is Krishna, that is Mayavadi. He acts in the position of Krishna, but he is not Krishna. He is very dear to Krishna. That is explained in the words quoted. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. The spiritual master is acting in the position of Krishna because he is the most confidential servant of Krishna. Okay? Any questions, any comments? Not mentioned where? In our scriptures? Well, he came recently, no? He just came recently. How long before Lord Jesus arrived, appeared here?
Well,
we accept Srila Prabhupada. We accept Srila Prabhupada's saying, so we accept it. What Srila Prabhupada says?
Well, the Lord's pastimes are unlimited. And it's not that, you know, based on whichever version of the scriptures they're reading in Guyana, that Krishna is limited to that, you know? They say how there's even more scriptures available in the higher planet, you know? So it's not like Krishna is limited to whatever scripture you might have access to, but besides that consideration, Prabhupada talked about Jesus Christ a lot and gave him all recognition.
And he's mentioned in the
could be. As translated by Prabhupada and published by the BBT, I'm sure. That's fine. But, Prabhupada... Look, a devotee can recognize the qualities in the other devotee, unless they're Kanishta Adhikari. Then they have difficulties. So Prabhupada seemed to recognize quite a few qualities of someone like Jesus Christ.
Well, as Srila Prabhupada said, the three symptoms, activities and influence, these are the three he's saying, and he's quoting this, quoting in all these two personalities. He says the symptoms, what their activities and influence, their influence on the people. So Srila Prabhupada had influence people too.
It seems from this verse that Lord Ananta and Lord Seshanag are not Vishnu Tattva. I always thought that they were Vishnu Tattva. And yet, so Shakti Veshavatar I always thought of as a jiva who is empowered, you know, like Rupa Goswami talks about the different qualities that, you know, the jiva can only have up to a certain percentage, and then Shiva can have more percentage, and Vishnu can have even more, but only Krishna has all 64 qualities.
Right.
But according to this, then Ananta is not doesn't have all the qualities that Vishnu has. That's what I'm confused about.
I'm confused too.
Can anyone help me?
Yes, Prana Govinda. Vishnu Tattva, right? Yeah, Vishnu Tattva.
Sarsevana Shakti is right here, the altar, the conscious, the
dress,
all of the Shesha
expression. So it's Vishnu Tattva.
So it's Balaram and Shesha is Shankarshan expansion. So they're Vishnu Tattva then, right?
Yes.
Mm.
What I don't understand in the verse 368 states the secondary incarnation one is the indirectly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is called Vibhuti. Like, and the examples are those that you cited in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
But how is that indirect? That seems direct, but what's directly empowered?
It says that the reflection of the Lord's might.
Yeah, sharp and non-zapurti is not Krishna, but that will attract me. Oh, power of Krishna is there, but if I should not start worshipping sharp, thinking like, okay, I'm worshipping Krishna. So it's a reflection in that.
Well, that goes along with the same, even the directly empowered ones, you can't worship as Krishna. Like Prabhupada stated himself, if he's a Shaktivesh avatar, you know,
yes.
You can't think of me as God or think of the Shaktivesh avatar as God, but worship him as if he, as good as God. But, so what you were just saying applies to both, that we're indirectly empowered or directly empowered. So this indirectly, why is that even?
You can see the difference that yet the Bhuti Matsatvam, Srimad Purushottam, if anything is beautiful, powerful, opulent, then if that inspires awe in us because it reminds us of Krishna. It's Krishna's power, you know, it's a reflection of Krishna's power. Any king is a reflection of Krishna's power, but it doesn't mean that he's empowered to influence people.
Okay. And also, I know I'm skipping ahead to verse 374, but It says, as explained in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spread himself all over the universe in many personalities through specific powers known as vibhuti. The 11th chapter? What's the 11th chapter?
Yes, universal form.
Okay.
So Arjuna sees all of the different demigods and Kumars and the, you know, the whole universe, and it's devouring all the soldiers on the battlefield.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Alachwa ki jai ho. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.